worry about your own fortunes, gentlemen. The deepest circle of hell is reserved for betrayers and mutineers.
It was a tiny ottoman.
Literally a tiny ottoman. Don't worry about it.
Did you just cower?
I thought the tiny ottoman was attacking.
All right. Let's
start the damn show.
Yeah! McMuneers, Rumble Swab, Scalawags, and Sons of Bitches, Wibbly Wobbly, Official and Unofficial, Wildly Inaccurate, Get Dead Nets On, Disney Podcast. And I said nets and said nuts.
And you killed Annie.
Inappropriate. On so many levels. And this week I find my notes and apologize profusely for letting the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out?
Apparently we did.
Josh did.
Jake went somewhere. Cars 3 happened. And a Rotten Tomatoes game. Final results to go with it. God, I should read these first. Toy Story Land is rising. But may have parts not safe for use by children 3 years or old or younger.
You are killing my notes.
Main topic. Your
these
notes
are good jokes, man. These are good jokes.
Your notes killed your notes. Main topic. More Disney clickbait. You won't believe what happens next.
That may have been the worst intro since last week.
I apologize profusely.
For letting the dogs out. It is sweltering in here.
I might take one of my dog's collars off and just throw it over the fucking fence.
Why?
Because it's Lulu and she won't come back.
Oh, throw the dog over the fence.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the collar.
The collar?
Got you, dog.
The dog's like, oh, naked.
Over the damn fence. Good luck.
Dog just jumped up. Yep.
Dog catcher comes, he's gonna take you.
Breaks into the yard. Josh, this is a horrible idea.
Was there ever really a dog catcher with like a big net, or is that just cartoon?
Well, they got the little neck noose thingy, so they can choke them out. But it's the same thing they catch alligators with too.
The big net? True. That's weird.
No, the noose.
No, the thing. The news.
It works on kids too. It's not yours. What do you mean? That maybe it's like
choke chain.
Other people, other people's yeah. Kids.
Maybe you spent a lot of time with. It's I don't know.
Daisy chain, I guess.
What's a daisy chain?
I don't know.
It's when you tie flowers together.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. Here, some.
Throw them around the maypole.
So what's a maypole? There's so many things to look up on Urban Dictionary.
Syrup.
No, not maple. Maple. Cinnamon maple.
Daisy chain.
Oh, no. Wait, how can you look this up so fast, but the notes I sent you an hour ago, those are just...
Gross.
Sorry. I realized there was a lot of visual that went with that sound. And the listener's just going to think I'm being more obscene than usual. So apologies to all Annie around. For having to have seen that.
Read it, Josh. Shayna.
Whoa!
Shayna! You're on mute.
She's muted. She looks like a fish. Matt.
Are you outside? Are
Shayna, you on mute? You're muted.
No.
Unmute.
Annie, you need sign language. She's on mute.
Unmute. Unmute.
I feel like this is getting offensive.
There. Wait. I'm
there.
Shayna.
Are you lounging?
And I can't put my earbuds because I didn't bring my connector. And I can't take my case off my phone because I'm not smart enough to do that. So,
have you tried throwing it at the ground really hard?
Oh, life-proof case?
You get a coin. Oh, Shayna, your connection is horrible.
Am I bad?
Well, there you go.
Not when you say that.
Connection.
Still?
Yeah, we're getting like every other word.
Okay. Okay, well, I tried.
I mean, you can stick around if you want, but I don't know. I don't know what to do in this situation.
I guess we'll give you a partial day pay.
Partial day, good. Maybe like 4 today.
Maybe.
Where are you that's sunny?
Oh, it's not sunny. I'm just under like this gigantic street light building.
Oh.
That's a huge street light. Because it really looks sunny.
Yeah, I'm out of the pool. I'm a fun mom, and I let Fiji. My kids swim in the pool until 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I guess Fiji would be sunny. I had to think of global dynamics and everything.
I thought about that for, like, seconds.
Whoa! Look at you go.
It so, really looks sunny. It's an optical illusion.
It's freaking me out. Shayna, are you lying to us? Are you in?
You know what? Everything's an optical illusion.
She's on the run. She's a fugitive.
I mean, I wish I were.
Renegade. Had it made.
Did Shayna rob a bank? Okay, we need to start a story.
Jordan's a bounty hunter.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Annie, were you just quoting a Styx song?
I might have been, Ben.
Good song. I mean, as far as Styx goes. let's not get carried away here with the Styx references, though. I lost my straw. It's gone. So you guys, okay, so lesson of the day is, when you have a mug of water, get a straw that is longer than said mug is tall.
That's usually
mug.
A good.
Said mug. Is there a shorter way to say that?
Did you name your mug said mug?
Yeah.
Or you could just fucking.
Mugs?
What?
Finish the thought, Josh.
My thought was. Oh, it's our show.
Hey, wow, this. Died a horrible. Hey, I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
I'm Annie.
I'm Shayna.
Whoa, and I'm Jordan.
And Jordan is sir not appearing in this episode.
Yeah, he had better things to do.
We should have replaced him with a new Jordan.
Was it his other podcast night?
Yeah, something about two.
Hey, yeah, better podcast to be on.
2-year episode, and I guess our invitation got lost in the mail. But hey, guys, good job for 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. We've been there
a while ago.
Wait, who has been there?
What did Shayna just say?
Who had 2 years? I missed that.
Jordan, and it's all in my head. Damn it! Now I plugged it.
Oh.
That'll happen.
Yeah, that will happen.
Happens time.
Hold on, Josh. Did you just mute your microphone to pick your nose?
No, I was snorting cocaine.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of which, Carrie Fisher apparently had a lot of cocaine. That
I was hoping no one would bring that up.
Way to go, Josh. You're a disappointment to all of us.
Well, first it was sleep apnea, and then sleep apnea caused by cocaine.
This isn't funny, Josh. You're bringing down the show like twice now.
No, first one being on it?
Like the Hindenburg.
3 times. All the humanity.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, the first time was throwing your dog over the fence, or its collar, or whatever. I don't remember what the real one was now. The dog! God, this is stupid. Why are we taking a second lap on this?
Well, I'm moving to the Panther Preserve in Florida, so maybe a panther will eat my damn dogs.
Haven't seen any panthers yet.
I saw a panther yesterday.
That's because it's dark.
In my pants.
There's like totally one just right behind you.
Just out of sight from that.
If you turn around with a flashlight, you'd be like, bah!
That's the noise she makes, or that's the noise the panther makes?
No, that's the spider. That's the spider that she saw.
The panther goes, wah, wah, wah.
That's a jaguar.
I like that.
Wait, what does the panther do?
You heard me.
I need a list of animals that sounds you can make.
Endless.
Let's pretend that was a sentence. How about that?
Yeah. Well.
That's basically my job, like a big part of my job.
Oh, I do a tiger.
It's animal noises. No, I'm not a monkey.
Do a monkey!
Voices on cue.
Okay, good job, Annie.
All
right. Do a tookie-tookie bird.
Don't they sound just like monkeys?
Tookie-tookie.
Shana doing animal noise.
A Puerto Rican cookie frog.
At the pool. No one will question it.
No. Earlier I told my daughter she was swimming like a frog, and then she started swimming backwards, and I said, what does a frog say backwards? And she was like, I don't know. And I was like, drip, drip. Like, no, mom.
I don't know. Tibber?
And maybe it was. That was a few beers ago. After I got her out of the pool and started drinking.
Oh, you didn't want to be that guy? Just get drunk at the pool with your kid in the stroller?
Well, no. I didn't want to be that guy. I didn't have
fourth time you beers. Brought this down.
I know. Vicious.
This week on Josh is depressing as shit.
I was just imagining Shayna putting her 8-year-old in a stroller so she could drink.
Strap her in with an iPad.
But, I mean, here's the thing. Depending on how bright that light is, it's not like she's going to get sunburned. Shut up, Jake. This is horrible. Don't rip on this. It's a terrible story.
That's pretty terrible.
So, yeah, Shayna, don't put your kids in strollers. Or...
Is how gigantic my face is on this phone as opposed to what I'm used to seeing on the laptop. Like, I'm gigantic.
I think it's the spotlight. Or the sun.
Well, where... Screen. Usually on the laptop when someone talks, like, I see your face, but all I'm staring at is my big gigantic face and all my chins right on the screen. It's not switching. All I'm seeing is little tiny everybody and then gigantic me.
That's weird because I'm on my phone and I'm little.
Yeah, I'm not little and I'm not liking this at all.
Small.
What? I prefer little.
Look at it. I'm going to hold it. Wait,
pronouns are she and hers.
Hey, if everything works out all right, in about 3.5 weeks, I'll be at Disney World.
Nice. They didn't say pregnant.
Well, that too. Have a burrito baby in the morning.
Good.
Okay, I need to keep tally with this. This is getting out of hand already.
Tally.
Gross and depressing Josh can be in one episode.
Wow. I learned from you, Dad.
Is Dad here? I don't get it. Well, hey, let's talk some Disney.
Let's do this. Come on, Shannon, yell boom boom.
Bam.
What animal was that, Annie?
That was a helicopter, as you well know.
The worst animal ever.
Yeah, Josh, you should have known that one. I knew it instantly. I was like, oh, hey, helicopter.
I like how you guys said, that's not what... Ah.
What?
I'm a helicopter. I know what helicopters sound like.
You're a helicopter?
Well, you know, like when you talk, I think you hear a recording of your voice and you...
Is that your freezer?
You know what? Let's just move on.
What animal is that?
I'm stop that! All right. Anyway.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Wait.
Cuckoo. That was a nematode.
That was a Canadian.
Yeah.
That's
a
nematode right there.
Aren't nematodes like worms? Why should they not make noise?
Just don't worry.
Hey, guys. We have...
pointy little head about it.
I have a pointy head?
Your hair is pointy.
Why didn't nobody tell me? I can stop it. Oh, gosh.
You make it pointy.
Right, Josh, what's first on the notes?
Fuck if I know. You wrote them.
Yeah, and then you wrecked them. Oh, I got...
Wrecked him.
Jake went somewhere.
I did go somewhere.
Wrecked him.
Twice.
What the hell was that? Either. What kind of animal was that, Annie?
That.
Sounded like Tim.
Yeah, that was disgusting. Whatever it was, that shouldn't happen again.
Wasn't... It's highly suspect. So, guys, we have a long-running gag on this show about how horrible Lagoon is, and, you know, half of us have been there. Half of us right now. Out of the four of us.
I've been there like 20 years ago.
Well, hey, guess what? I was there yesterday.
Yeah, is it still shitty?
It is so much better than Legoland. And that's my trip review.
Good. Cool.
Good.
That was, guys, it was weird. It was so weird. Like, I forgot how primitive of an amusement park that was. First of all,
I like how it's called Lagoon, but it's on a mountainside.
There's a pond.
That fountain looks gross.
Wait, which fountain?
The one under the Skyway.
The fountain of scum?
Well, there's...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the one fountain, then there's one that you can walk in. I don't know if I got that. There's two fountains under the Skyway.
Joe Rody would be all
did you get,
up in
did
that.
Did you get, like, skin bacteria?
Josh, I don't touch the water at Lagoon. That's weird.
What about brain-eating amoebas?
That's the whole state of Utah.
Well, not the whole state.
But they run the state.
It's northern Utah. And by northern Utah, I mean anything north of my golf course. There's a small 3-mile-long sliver between Arizona and the border of northern Utah, and that's fine.
That's a fun word. Sliver.
So anyway, so the lagoon. So to get in, you get a hand stamp. Just that's your thing.
So can you share hand stamps?
I don't know. I
what if you wash your hands?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, but because there's a water park in there, and then I went to the water park, and then we got out of the water park, and it was still kind of visible, and I was like, I guess this will do. So I don't know. I still had the hand stamp the whole day. But, like, here's the other thing. Josh will back me up on this. Josh, this hasn't changed at all. You can just bring coolers and, like, all sorts of containers of food into the park. There's a big old picnic area in the back.
Can you still bring beer?
Yeah, you can. It's on the rules.
Because remember, Uncle Galen would bring his cooler full of beer and proceed to get fucked up while we're having fun and just... You know how many Bud Lights you have to drink to get completely fucked up?
So you go and take your cooler into the back of the park and just leave it at a picnic table. And there's just some, like, etiquette rule where you just don't touch other people's coolers. Just think, oh, there's all these coolers. And then at lunchtime, you go and...
so like an hour and a half before lunch, you can just start rooting through the coolers? And...
Well, at one point, I did go back by myself.
You do it after.
And people are like, didn't we have another pudding?
Someone Where's effed up the pudding count.
You did.
Sorry, Billy. Someone ate your PB&J.
No, at one point I did sneak back by myself to our cooler and acted like I was rummaging through it really sneakily. Just like,
yeah.
Like a raccoon.
Yeah. And then I found the cookie I was looking for and I moved along. I stashed one.
Your creepy little hand.
Hey.
Huge.
Well, because you're a raccoon.
Oh, right. I thought...
Wait, what sound does a raccoon make?
Rummage. One time, a raccoon eat an entire apple pie.
What?
Where? Just somewhere?
On
your
windowsill?
No, where I worked. I worked catering for years.
Oh. One got into my parents' basement once, and it scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Raccoons are terrifying.
Creepy. They're really creepy.
Back to Shannon's story, I thought she just heard about one. Like it was local lore.
It was in the paper.
I mean, we may or may not have baited the raccoon. We may or may not have encouraged.
Gross. Is that legal there?
Well, I mean, it was on a lake, and it was our pie, so did it matter? No. It ate it.
We can only bait livestock here.
And we named him Snarky. His name was Snarky. He used to come back for food. He liked baked beans and apple pie.
Hmm.
I scared the shit out of a deer in my yard today.
Did you sneak up on it?
No.
Did you jump on his back, grab it by the antlers, and just ride it for a while?
It's my friend. I've been trying to woo it. I didn't mean to scare it. I was walking downstairs to do laundry, and it was, like, right outside the door. It scared me, too.
The door of your laundry room?
I don't know.
Was he just trying to do laundry, too?
Oh, what is it for?
No, he's trying to eat weeds, I guess.
I was in Fort Lauderdale on Friday. I was walking by the piers, and an iguana just jumped out and said hi.
Did it tail whip you?
Wait, what sound does an iguana saying hi make?
Hi. Oh. There goes Phil.
Poor Bill. Why'd you get the name wrong?
What the fuck was his name?
Bill!
You sure?
He was a lizard with a ladder. Why would I forget that name?
Hmm. Anyways, yeah.
Anyways, Lagoon's not as bad as I once thought. They had some fun new rides and stuff. Water park kind of sucked. But That's what happens when you ride water slides by yourself.
Did you get stabbed?
No, why? Although it'd be really easy to do. There's no security. Bring whatever the hell you want.
Like beer.
Well, I mean, people weren't like getting stabbed all the time before they started doing that everywhere.
Well, I think it only takes one time.
I'm just saying.
Maybe like two or three times.
And
it's
so far,
probably fine, even if they don't check people. I'm not gonna rant about fucking like security at the stadium with a fucking metal detector.
No, it's true. Like going to concerts, this is like these poor punk rock kids with the metal studded jackets. I was like, oh, sorry, you gotta leave that.
Yeah,
outside.
No. When I was younger and we would go to concerts, they would have us, you know, like if you had the studded belts or whatever. We would wait for 15 minutes because they would say, take off your belts. And everybody would have to take off their belts and take them back to their cars.
What? They would just look in our bag. We didn't have to do anything like that.
You know, we had, like, if you had...
It depends on the venue.
Yeah, if you had anything on you like that, studded belt, a chain on your wallet if you were that kid, everything had to go back.
Yeah, when I went to Metallica, so the chick in front of me had her purse. She had to go take that back to her car. Because it wasn't see-through.
Yeah, I just... Funny.
It's the worst story I've ever heard.
No, seriously, though. It was right after, you know, that...
Did they offer her a scooter?
Yes.
Oh, that was nice of them. So anyway, yeah, that's my Lagoon trip report. Nobody got stabbed. Moving on. Hey. I won the Rotten Tomatoes game last week.
Because you cheated.
La-di-da.
I didn't cheat. How could I cheat when there was no score?
Then anyway. How do you win when there's no score? Riddle me this, sir.
It was a week ago, and now there's a score.
Well, what's the score?
The score is currently 66. I feel like that's a little low. Little low.
For what? Cars 3? Is that what we're talking about?
No, Wonder Woman.
Is it really? No, wait. Is it Cars 3?
Yes, it's Cars 3.
Okay. Well, so you never know.
You know that Disney movie, Wonder Woman?
I saw it.
Wait, you saw Wonder Woman?
Cars 3.
Oh.
No, Cars 3.
I saw Cars 3 too. Josh, did you see Cars 3 too?
Wait, Cars 3 too.
Is that the sequel to Cars 3?
I saw it back. Shayna, did you see Cars 3?
No, not yet.
It was right. Really raunchy.
So many dick jokes.
It was crazy.
Yeah, and just like sticking things in tailpipes, and it was obscene. I was like, holy shit, they just went all out on this. This really is a gritty reboot. Yeah. Jumper cables that look suspiciously a lot like nipple clamps. It was...
Yeah.
Ew. Absolutely.
Wait, who said ooh? Is that ooh in disgust or excitement?
And at one point, like Cruz Ramirez even makes a donkey punch joke. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, but did he make a donkey sauce joke?
No. It was like that's
Did you go to Flavortown?
Yeah, I went to Flavortown and Flavortown can go fuck itself.
What if Guy Fieri listens to this?
Oh, I hope he does. All about
I hope he stops too.
Yeah, we don't want that kind of fan base.
Yeah.
I'll interview him. Where's Josh Gad?
No, we need we need to intervene him. It's like, fucker, that hairstyle went out in the 90s.
Guess. Y'all are getting stale.
Wait, are you included in that, y'all?
Yeah.
We ran out of guests. No one else
wants
to show
up. Listener, you used to have guests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, that
was you and Shayna and Jordan.
I never listened. I just pretended.
What?
This is the weirdest Cars 3 review I've ever heard.
Hey, Cars 1 had the convertible waitresses.
And the girl that flashed Lightning McQueen.
Oh, yeah, that too.
So, they just upped it up on Cars 3. So many dirty jokes.
All right, guys, I'm going to be lame and hang up. I got to go take care of my kid.
So lame.
She taking in the stroller? Guys, it's okay. It's nighttime there.
Back upstairs.
Fine.
She's had too much sun. She needs to go to bed.
Throw her collar over the fence.
I'm gonna throw her a treat down the hallway. She'll follow it back to the room. No big deal.
Wow.
All right, cool. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Oh man, it's like
all right, have fun.
Good night for this week's guest, Shayna.
Welcome.
Bye, Shayna.
Bye guys.
Bye. Bye.
It's like freaking 80 degrees in here. It sucks.
Shut your whore mouth!
Josh Gad.
Okay, we're working on Josh Gad. Currently, Josh Hess is...
What other guests can we have? Josh Gad. Dave McBride.
That's a get. That's a really good get. Brian Wilson.
From the Beach Boys.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
All right. Josh, who do you want?
Actually, I know a Brian Wilson, so that kind of fucked me up. It's like the pudgy redhead mechanic.
You know Brian Wilson?
Me too.
Get him on the show. And Courage, the Cowardly Dog.
Did anybody? That's what that sound is. That's like before Jason stabs somebody with his machete. That's what helicopters sound like.
Helicopters.
I think the listeners should tweet at us what fabulous guests.
Yeah. Tweet us who you want to hear on the show.
I like there's a few times we've like baited celebrity guests.
I'm still, I would love
they,
to
they listen to the show and they're like, yeah, guests. No.
I'm still waiting to hear from Bill Farmer.
Aw, we're just not that show.
But really, listeners, tweet us at Mickey Mutineers what guests you would like to hear on the show so we can all sit around and laugh at it.
They have to include them in the tweet to make it awkward.
Yeah. So
the other person will like be like, do I need to respond to this? Or then we can be mad that they didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't even like it. That's so rude.
Give us a good reason to not have the guest on.
Has Z-Wooden tried Mark Hamill?
Guest on.
I don't have a camel. Why?
What, baiting him?
Sounds like a good time.
Hey, Mark Hamill, can I bait you?
At least his son, Nathan Hamill.
He's actually kind of funny.
Bacon Hamill.
Whoa. It's getting like dark quickly behind Josh.
That's what happens when the sun goes down.
Descending into hell.
Womp, womp.
Well, no, I'm not. You got to believe in hell to go there.
You best start believing in hell, Josh.
I'll pass.
Because you're in one.
Well, I mean, for an hour.
It's your own personal hell. If you didn't notice.
Well, wait, I use this as an escape.
No, that's when you take a paper out of the ad and say you like pina coladas.
I hate that song. I hate that song so much. Because at no point in the narrative of that story would that actually happen.
No, if they were trying to cheat on each other, they'd get in a huge fight right in the middle of the fucking restaurant. Right there, right now.
And then it would turn into Rolling Stones street fighting, man.
No, you'd just be like, oh my god, that's so funny.
No, you wouldn't. You're like, bitch, how many times you cheat on me?
Let's go have champagne.
Champagne.
I didn't know you liked...
A champagne. Something.
That's Italian champagne.
Hold on, did she hold her hand up like this when she said it?
This is not Inglourious Bastards.
That is a champagne.
Buongiorno. Extra syllables in that word when she says it.
It's a champagne.
I think she's having a stroke. She needs help. And you need assistance.
Same. My different dialects. So
that show, Inglourious Bastards. Fucking Christopher Waltz is such a creepy bastard for a bad guy.
Well, that's right. He gets an Oscar for it.
Well, yeah.
That's a bingo.
You just say bingo.
I love that movie.
You should watch Django. He was pretty good in Django, too.
No, but I watched...
Ow.
Spectra?
Yeah, that's the one. Hold on. Really, do you need assistance? What just happened?
No, I got my thumb stuck in the top of my drink.
Oh.
I was like playing with the tab. Then my thumb was stuck.
You do not get workman's comp for that sharp kind of shit.
Yeah, I do. I get to wear a jumpsuit.
Hold on. Were you wearing your safety goggles when you did this?
Yes.
Oh, shit. That's a safety monocle.
See? That's all I'm required.
A safety monocle?
That's what I'll yell at the OSHA guy because
The ocean.
That's all I'm required.
Why are you yelling at the ocean?
All right, settle down, Caligula. You know. Was that the Roman emperor that declared war on the ocean?
Wait.
Banged the ocean. I think he just banged the ocean. It was a fun Friday night.
Oh, well, I've had nights like that, I guess. I threw rocks at the ocean one night.
I peed in the ocean.
So did all the fish. That's why it's salty.
I thought it was because of the whale semen.
Sperm whales.
All right, what's next? Where are we going with this?
And that's Cars 3. Hey, next!
Nothing but whale semen.
Well, that's not entirely true. Having not listened to Annie's recent episode of her other podcast, I assume that's exactly how your review went, right?
Fast Pass podcast.
Yeah, that one.
So it's not Fast Cast.
Great show.
So it's not just plain Fast Cast podcast.
Fast.
Damn it! I'm leaving.
Yeah, Annie, you'll finish the show. You really left,
Josh. Gas. Josh Gads.
Let go of the Josh Gad.
Like, is Josh Gad really so busy he doesn't have like 40 minutes to spare for a real big fan?
Even 10 minutes would be fine.
He would love this. He can go to Josh, make a drink,
wander around his kitchen, will
come in from a pool.
Jordan will just be Jordan completely be absent here. Playing video games somewhere while reading comics and listening to the Beatles.
And
Jordan's really good at multitasking,
looking
guys.
Looking at a cat. That was so fake. He was like, ugh.
Yeah, he like had to push on that one and like enunciate. Josh, if you have to enunciate a burp, it doesn't count. Shift, Andy, shift. You're going to blow the motor.
This shift. Is good pod right here.
Jellyfish. Shark.
Annie and Danny's Fast Pass podcast. More of this.
I assume that's what you did on this recent episode.
I did make some vroom vroom noises because we kept talking about cars.
So did you do any rap?
Huh?
What? Nothing.
What?
Your timing belt's off, though. You might want to get that tuned up.
What did I miss?
Is it a time machine?
No, I was making mechanical references. So
then why would it have a timing belt?
Josh, answer the question.
Because watch doesn't work.
Oh. Why don't you say so?
Next up, guys, did you see the pictures of Toy Story Land?
No, send them to me.
Like, the Slinky Dog roller coaster is almost done.
Look at the pictures of Paris.
No, because it's surrounded by dirt. Shit, there is pictures of Paris.
Bonjour, a zoom in my eye.
That wasn't a word.
Wait, did you just say the amount is there?
I did.
Wow, well done. You're really working on your Russian.
That's the that's the hashtag this week.
Yeah, wish I knew Russian.
You know I'm Russian. Wait, what's the hashtag this week?
Zippity doo. Shamalama ding dong.
Nobody can spell that.
Shamalama ding dong.
Okay, we can't force a hashtag. That's not how this works. So anyway, that's the news I have.
That'd be wrong.
Yeah. Who forces hashtag? Well, tweeting from Lagoon.
If you want us to see pictures of something, why wouldn't you send it to us?
Because I just... She's got a good point.
I mean...
I could send it to you right now.
I won't be able to look. I'll have to click out.
Wait. I got this covered. Guys.
The cow.
Stall or talk or something. I don't know. Just hold on. Stall? Gosh, say something stupid. That works.
Come on. You can do it.
I'm thinking, come on.
Don't be shy. You
What's
got this,
a daisy
buddy?
Chain?
Yeah, daisy chain was dumb. Ooh. Well, since I got the Urban Dictionary app, I mean...
No, hold on, I got it.
You just go to random.
Fidget spinner, pacifier for the hands.
What?
Oh. Dad delicious. A dad that has managed to stay hot, hip, happening. It's dumb.
So this is Toy Story Land.
Oh, that's not what I was expecting at all. I thought you were going to text it to me.
Well, Annie said she couldn't get it, so I mean, why would I just text it to you and then be like, hey, let's talk about this thing that Annie can't see. All right, here's Toy Story Land. We got a building, we got a roller coaster, we got a crane, we got a swimming pool. Josh, hold on, I'm narrating. We got a parking garage, we got the animation building back there, we got the elephant pen back there. We got Brian Wilson hiding up
there. I saw that the way you were talking. I thought there was like something past that.
Wait a minute, Jake.
Wait, you thought there was something what now?
Past that. Like, you made it sound like it was like more developed than that. I've seen that picture, yes.
When did they get a parking garage?
I think that's for the cast members, Josh.
Oh.
They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they have 6 cast members.
Why do you have a porn tab open?
Well, we'll just ignore that.
Why is it German hentai?
Because I got a thing for scat.
Like, music?
Skibbity boo, bop bottom bump, bop bottom bump, skibbity boo, bump bump. I'm a.
Wait. Why is your picture gone?
Because I took it off.
Why?
Because we looked at the roller coaster.
But now it's just the emblem for the podcast.
Oh, that picture's off. This is riveting pod for the listener.
Well, I know. It's technical difficulties.
There we go.
Fucking fix it.
I'm fixing it. I'm fixing the visual aids for the audio podcast. You know what, Josh? Your visual aids.
That's not funny. People died from that.
From you?
Yeah.
It's not funny at all. Where did Annie go?
I don't know. I got sick of you.
Why me?
I don't know, but your picture and your voice are not synced up anymore. And it's like,
oh, no, I'm just talking way faster than the picture can pick up. I can try to fix it again, but Annie's back. And for wait a second, Annie's face.
I'm not racist. I'm not racist, but Annie's back.
Wait, I thought you said you weren't racist. And she's gone. Josh, you don't do racist jokes around Annie. She just leaves.
I really, really hate NASCAR.
I hate marathons. Who wants to run 26.7 miles? 3.
That's not how much it is.
26.2.
What's that?
This guy did a victory lap, Josh.
A victory lap would be another 26.2.
Oh, yeah. I guess it would.
It's like, hey, Bubba, you can stop now.
Huh.
I feel like when people run Disney races, their nipples... Like, I don't see people's nipples bleeding as much.
Yeah, I feel like that's
like a regular race.
I would totally tape my nipples on a long race.
And I don't see enough like shit running on my legs.
But I would have like total pasties with the little spinny tassels.
Well, I used to like volunteer to hand out water at one of the races here, and like people's nipples were always bloody. Like, they had somebody that just had like a thing of jelly.
Hold on.
And people would run by and, like, grab a handful.
Annie, did you used to start the story out with, I used to participate in marathons?
No.
Because you totally could.
No, I couldn't.
No, if you're handing out water, that's participating.
Yeah, I guess in a way.
Like, yeah, I've participated in a lot of marathons. Marathons.
I've been to Marathon, Florida.
I've been to a Marathon station.
Ooh, been to one of those too.
I don't know what that is.
I've been to...
It's a gas station on the East Coast.
I've seen a peanut stand.
I saw a rubber band.
I looked to the children.
I saw a needle wink its eye.
You lifted a children?
I'm not racist, but I've been done near seeing everything.
I've be done seeing about everything. Holy crap, Annie. Have you ever seen Make Mine Music?
I'm not racist, but Dumbo was half African.
Ah! I get water in my eye. How did I get water in my eye?
African.
Why better. Did I get everything in my eye?
Better than Schmegma.
That's what she said.
Okay. Big topic. I don't want to know.
But you kind of do, don't you?
No, I kind of don't.
I'm sure there's a story behind it. Hey, Josh guys. Dad.
Okay, tell us a story, Jake.
Yeah. Well,
when you get random things in your eye that doesn't belong in your eye, it hurts. Especially when you least expect it.
Like semen?
What? That's weird, dude. I was thinking like toothpaste. Water.
No. Boot camp had another semen poke me in the eye.
Yeah.
I hope he watched
I've heard about that.
Brown eye. Hey, this week on shitty clickbait articles that I found. The title of this one is 6 Surefire Ways to Irritate Longtime Disney Park Fans. So I'm hoping to get a lot of sass from Annie. Good sass.
We'll see.
And this comes to us from, it's from themeparktourist.com.
Wasn't the last one too?
I don't know, but wait. If themeparktourist.com is writing this, aren't they the longtime Disney Park fans?
Not necessarily.
What's themeparktourist.com?
It's a website that we're going to stop plugging this instant.
what is it?
I don't know. I don't frequent this place at all. I think I got this off of Facebook. I think they just do shitty theme park clickbait.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't have a follow-up answer to that follow-up question.
Because no, I did not, there was I did no not, follow-up I, question.
I didn't explore. Are we done?
Yes. Because
I can keep going. Number one, tell them that the parks are the best they've ever been.
I kind of believe that. That's all right. I mean, who wants to go in 1955 when your fucking high heels sink in the asphalt?
Guys, let's be honest. Disneyland, was like up until 1959, was a horrible place.
Yeah, it was fucking Lagoon, owned by Walt Disney.
Yeah, when one of your attractions is Clock of the World.
People want to go back to when, like, 86 or some shit. They're not talking about going back to the 50s.
Well, what was so great about 86?
I went there in 86.
They went Epcot. They went Epcot at its prime.
I think that's it right there. Epcot at its prime.
Fresh New Hollywood Studios.
With a 4-hour walking
tour. Magic Kingdom is Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I agree with Epcot at its prime, although I missed the prime completely.
But then you get no Guy Fieri.
Wait, is that in Disney?
He's in Planet Hollywood.
Oh, well, I don't go there anyway, so.
If you go to Planet Hollywood, you go to Flavor Town.
I thought he worked at TGI Fridays.
What, in, like, Tallahassee or something?
Like, as a line cook in the back, or what?
I don't know.
Like, hi, I'm Guy Fieri. I'll be your waiter today.
Dude, seriously, that hair needs to fucking stop. 20 years ago.
Have you seen pictures of him without that hair? It's almost worse.
Have you seen the courtroom drawing of him?
Well, somebody should shave his head from right about here.
With a tourniquet?
Like clean off?
Yeah. Like Captain Hook style?
Sweeney Todd style.
My buddy ran into him ran into him at a bar in Vegas.
Captain Hook? That's amazing.
No,
Guy Fieri.
Apparently, he's a big fucking asshole.
Yeah.
But Guy Fieri was okay.
Number two.
Oh, yeah.
Complain that there's not enough to do.
About what?
Dude, there's
much to do.
Dude, there's just so much to do that you can't do it all.
I've never done it all. And I never will. You know why? I don't golf.
I've got mini golf.
Yeah,
I mini golf the shit out of that, but I've never done it.
Yeah, I haven't mini golfed. I've been to one water park, never done the extra tours. Never have I
did the Star Tours once.
I've not rented a freaking pedal boat, the little lake boats, the little lake speed boats, a horse.
A pontoon.
A bike. The family bike with four wheels, which
don't
is
rent a Surrey. Don't rent a Surrey. Them things are hard to pedal. And then you bring it back and they just laugh at you because you're gone for 10 minutes. They don't start charging until 15.
Did it have friends?
What?
The Surrey.
Does it have friends? Fringe?
Fringe.
I don't know what that means.
But like,
I know.
Now I worry.
Like what my wife calls bangs?
Sure. The listeners that get it will be frustrated.
So when Annie listens back to this, she will be frustrated. I should have let you finish that sentence.
I bet Safari Mike will get it. Does he listen to this?
He watched me talk about Lagoon for 20 minutes.
I was going to say.
Standing in line for a broken down ride. There's no communication in that park.
Was it Test Track?
No, it was Terror Ride, Josh. Terror Ride.
How many times did we get to the front of Test Track and they're like,
sorry, the ride is broken.
Well, at least they did that at Terror Ride. Sorry, just go, right. Okay.
That's you can it. Wait or not.
yeah, that's the other one. I still feel bad. I got mad and called a cast member an asshole one day.
It's true, he did.
You stand mad. There for like.
Were you there with me?
And you're finally like, forget it.
Hold on, Josh. Was it when he wouldn't let Robbie ride the Splash Mountain twice in a row?
No, it was Test Track.
You call a cast member an asshole because Test Track broke down? Josh, that was not his fault.
No.
No, you're the asshole.
We just got off Test Track. Robbie wanted to ride it one more time, so we went right back through. And like, the next dude wouldn't let him on. Like, we got all the way up to the fucking cars.
Holy shit, Josh, that was Splash Mountain. I was with you. We've talked about it on this podcast.
No, it was Test Track, goddammit. Robbie remembers.
No, what? You get trust
Robbie, come here.
No.
Robbie, come here.
We're not going off the word of a 16-year-old kid.
But it would be 2 against 3.
No, yeah.
Hold on a second.
Or 1.
Annie, you've heard the story before.
What? Did I call a cast member on Test Track an asshole because he wouldn't let you off on the ride when you were like this tall?
I thought that was Rock and Roller Coaster.
Oh, fuck.
Good. Oh, that was perfect. All right, it's settled.
I think. That it was
fucking Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Snow White's Scary Adventure.
That doesn't have a height limit.
It does.
It has a maturity level. Are you mature enough to handle this ride?
No. You must be this high to ride. Oh yeah.
That was horrible. Number 3.
Giggity.
Are you drinking flavored water?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes. So probably me. Yes.
Not
well,
Josh.
I am. My water is flavored with vodka.
Hold on. What flavor is it? No, Josh, I don't care. I'm in an oven right now. I want to know what flavor her water is. Ice. Oh,
cherry
good.
Limeade.
Oh, man.
I need to start drinking those ice waters because I need to stop drinking alcohol, too, because apparently I'm fat.
Hey, do I have a diet for you?
You're too fat.
Water. Number 3, disrupt an attraction.
I've been that guy. I'm sorry.
What did you do?
Jungle Cruise when they're training the Hong Kong Disney cast members.
That's allowed. When you're upstaging a trainee, that's fine.
Call everyone assholes. You're an asshole.
No, she got to the ginger snaps, and I said, "Ginger snaps, asshole." And she goes, "Ah, yes, ginger snaps. I'm sorry." And I said, "Poo-poo." Jumped in the water.
Gun at you.
Jumped in the water and ginger ate her.
Whoa!
Did they still shoot the gun?
Twice in the air to scare off the rhinos. The rhinos in the water.
You need two guns to be able to shoot the other gun.
Then the bullets will be like, ching.
At least they're not making helicopter noises.
Do that. Helicopters as machine guns.
Helicopters do have machine guns. You can't tell which is which, though. It's weird.
But then the bullets all hit each other, and so it's like, boing, boing, boing.
Jake, remember when I interviewed for the mechanic job at the golf course?
Yeah, why?
Did I ever tell you what I said to the HR lady that was interviewing me?
The HR lady was in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure? Some guy interviewed the same day.
Some lady was in there.
That was Kyle.
Just some random lady.
Yeah. Anyways, she asked, why do I feel qualified to be the mechanic at a golf course? I said, helicopters and lawnmowers are the same thing, just one's upside down.
And that's why you didn't get the job.
I wasn't lying, though.
You kind of were.
I mean, the noise.
Yeah, the noise would have got you through easily.
If I knew how to break dance, I would have went like this. Helicopters go like this and spun around, and then did the same thing on my head and said, "Lawnmowers do this."
And then land like.
So do I get a job?
I got out of breath.
No, but you can get out of my office.
He picks up his cardboard pieces that he was spinning on. Fine.
Thank you for your time.
You know what? Fuck you guys. I hate McDonald's anyways.
Grab a stapler and throw it over the fence.
With the collar.
That's the sound of someone who definitely has experience throwing staplers over fences. Oh, jeez. Number four. Claim that newer characters and concepts should dominate the parks.
Why should they not? They're more popular. I mean,
I think
seriously.
They should put Frozen in every single pavilion in the World Showcase.
Every single pavilion?
Huh?
Like every single pavilion?
Yeah, like the Christmas short. So then you can put an Olaf in every single pavilion.
Well, in Japan, we could have Hentai Frozen.
Definitely. Yeah, like snow monsters.
Actually, I on the trailer for the Christmas Frozen, do like when they put the candy cane in Olaf's nose and he gets fucking high.
He does get high, kind of.
Yeah. Higher.
It just clears out his sinuses.
Okay, there was a trailer for that short in front of Cars 3. And it was like, catch it in front of Coco this winter, fall, Thanksgiving, whatever. And then two trailers later was the trailer for Coco. And I was just like, I feel like you should have played that first.
Mine either didn't show Coco or they did play it first because I was really late again.
Annie. Get on time to the movies.
I'm never on time.
Really want to see Coco.
Coco looks good. Yeah. I'm cuckoo for Coco. Puffs.
We should do Rotten Tomatoes for Coco, like
right now. 90 even.
I was going to say 76.
All right. Someone write that down.
You do. That's your job.
I'm not going to write it down in June.
For fuck's sake.
How long do my notes...
Put it in your phone. It's not like there's like...
Yeah, no shit. You have a notepad in your goddamn phone.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this. Annie, what did you say?
76.
76. Josh, what did you say?
90.
90. And I said 89.
Yep, next week we can get Jordan and Shayna.
What the hell's wrong with us? Well, there's like four other Disney movies coming out before then.
You're probably hilarious because it's like 190 degrees in your oven.
Yeah.
Did you set your fucking garage to preheat?
You've been hallucinating this whole time.
She's probably right. We're having a lot of fun, right, guys?
Hey, Jake, what's the name of your fort this week?
Do you want me to say what I told you earlier?
Yeah.
It's Fort Sweaty Asshole.
Is the deep freezer helping you any?
No.
Is that a thing? Do people get sweaty assholes?
Have you not ever? Never mind. Moving on, what's the next
like
one?
Like specifically?
Well, I think it's like surrounded by other sweat too. I don't think just, it's not an isolated incident.
Yeah. No, like you're like, oh shit, the seat warmer's on. My asshole got sweaty.
Well, that's first world problems right there.
So this I'm week, saying this.
Tweet at Jordan Gastly. Hashtag sweaty asshole.
Perfect.
That's it. Okay, remember that for the end of the show. Okay.
Okay.
Number five. Say that non-Disney properties belong in the parks.
But we got Avatar and Star Wars.
What does that
Wars
even mean?
Indiana Jones and...
What does non-Disney mean?
Well, it used to mean
Who wants
Star
a
Wars
non-Disney?
And Indiana Jones, but now that's technically Disney.
Well, but Avatar's not Disney.
No, it is not.
They're in the parks.
I just can't imagine what you'd even want.
And neither is most of the great movie ride. Neither is Twilight Zone. Neither is Aerosmith.
He's Whoa. A cool guy.
Mr. Smith.
Aerosmith. You know who loves Aerosmith?
My ex.
Jordan.
Is this true?
Oh my god, Jordan loves Aerosmith.
Are we starting rumors?
He's a huge
Annie.
Aerosmith fan.
Annie, what? You can't say oh my god. You gotta say oh my god.
Why? We do 8-year-old memes now?
Oh no, my kids got in trouble at school for saying oh my god.
Oh jeez. So hold on a second. What's Jordan's favorite Aerosmith song?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Dream On?
No, I bet it's the one from Armageddon.
No, we can ask him.
Janie's got a gun.
Was that in Armageddon?
No, that was
You're Armageddon it mixed up with
That was a weird video with his daughter.
Assholes.
His daughter and
Batman.
Clarissa and they're making out.
Clarissa.
Oh, she explains it all. No, Josh, that wasn't. It was
Alicia Silver.
Josh, you're clueless.
They're the same person.
Womp womp.
No, one is considerably more attractive.
Wait, which one?
Alicia Silverstone.
Then who?
Then Clarissa.
Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're not the same person?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh.
In no way are they.
One played Sabrina, one
really?
Played Clarissa.
That's
so all blonde
meant.
Girls look the same to you, Josh?
Yeah, Josh, racist.
No, they don't.
Good cover.
My mom's a black girl.
Your mom's black?
Wait, what? Wait, this is like the second. second time this rumor has persisted.
Get her one of those like DNA test things for Christmas.
Oh man, there's no, I'm not gonna say it. Hey guys, I have a funny story for after the show. Number six. Declare that Universal Studios is better.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. I'm sorry.
I like roller coasters and tough guy stuff.
But at Universal Studios, you got to go to City Watch. You got to fucking pay for parking.
To do what now? In the
I way? Like paying
to
for
go
parking.
To City Walk. You got to pay for parking at City Walk.
Yeah, you have to pay for
like
parking at Waterplace.
A fast pass. I like it when there's a Jimmy Fallon ride. I think that's better.
That's way better than Pirates of the Caribbean.
What was
stupid. They added Johnny Depp.
Was there going to be a fucking anti-Pirates of the Caribbean starring Jimmy Buffett?
Ooh, oh,
that sell out? Does that sell out, Josh?
I mean, you gotta make fun of sellouts by selling out, right?
Oh my god, we should do a topic things that would like piss people off the most, like Margaritaville overlay.
I went to Margaritaville Thursday night.
Josh, there's better places to eat. Why do you people keep going to Margaritaville? Every time Dad goes to Vegas, he goes to Margaritaville.
I don't.
We have a Margaritaville.
Why?
I love Margaritaville.
To eat at. At which to eat.
It's still better than Red Robin.
You bite your tongue.
I like Bobby Flay's Burger Place better.
Wow.
Good. They have Crunch Burger thing. Oh my god, I want to go look at some menus after this. So hard.
Wait, you said menus, right?
Yeah.
All right.
What else could it have? Wait, hold on. Let's do this next week. What was it? Like, come up with our own things to piss off Disney fans?
Yeah, like Margaritaville. Put the example.
There should be a
Margaritaville is going in Adventureland.
It should be.
No, Pirates of the Caribbean with Jimmy Buffett.
Well, he was in Hook.
He wasn't? Yeah, but like everybody was in Hook. Glenn Close was in Hook.
He stepped on a pop top.
And blew out his flip-flop.
And had a limp on back home.
That's what I said. I had a shirt that said.
I used to cover that song.
Pop top or some shit. With what?
Is that what the shirt said? A blanket.
Fry sauce.
I love fry sauce on my blanket.
Club sauce.
Club sauce. Hey, are you going to.
Oh my God, I'm going to look at so many menus.
How do you spell Disney?
Restaurant review.
Apparently,
blog.
I type diney.
Yeah, well, that's close enough. We'll decipher it later.
Disney World. Wait, no.
What's a City Walk?
Margaritaville.
And what, Johnny Rockets.
What else?
Every City Walk. Every mall has a Johnny Rockets.
You know what? I haven't been to Johnny Rockets for a while.
It's pretty good.
Johnny Rockets is the only place I've gone to and sat there and not gotten served for so long that I just laughed.
Well,
like we all did.
Yeah, that sounds... just like every Johnny Rockets in the world.
But if you wait like 3 hours,
why wouldn't you just go to Steak and Shake?
I went to Johnny Rockets in Dubai.
What's a Steak and Shake?
Steak and Shake? It's a restaurant in the freaking East Coast.
Yeah, how much time have I spent on the East Coast?
Their shakes are delicious. There's one down the
steaks?
There's one down the
hill
from my house. Why did you not go there with me?
You lived in a house? There were no hills.
They have steak burgers and shakes.
I love steak burgers. It's just a fancy way to say hamburger, but they're like super good.
They have a really good, and they have little skinny little fries.
It's almost the East Coast in and out, but not as good.
So Five Guys?
And have a grilled cheese. Ooh, their chicken fingers are good.
What,
Five Guys? Don't have fingers.
I want them.
They do have nuggets. Huh? And what?
I don't care. Just take the chicken, whatever's, grind them up, bread it, fry it. I'll eat it.
Chickens look uncomfortable when I grind with them.
That's a visual I did not need. I just imagine Josh up against a giant chicken just...
that turns into a Family Guy episode.
I think that's our show.
Well,
we went over a little bit.
Been our show for a while.
Did we talk about Disney?
Yeah,
I think so.
We mentioned all the dirty jokes in Cars 3, and then we talked about a picture that no one else can see. It's gonna be riveting to listen to. It's gonna be awesome. Oh, Shayna was here.
As usual.
Annie's got a point.
She's not wrong. I thought it was pretty rude.
Hey, when's the podcast awards from 2 years ago?
I don't think.
You know what? Let's have our own podcast.
I don't think Perkins likes old Clarf.
Let's start our own podcast awards.
Wait, why? Not you, Josh. Why Annie?
Why Annie? I know. That's probably what he would say.
All right, back to Josh. Yeah, let's start our own podcast awards. Except for we'll probably lose.
They'll lose.
Yeah, but at least at least Fastcast Podcast would get something.
Fastcast
Podcast with the words fast pass. We'd still lose. He's dying.
Whoa. We can have a category with best podcast with the words fast pass pod.
Guys, cast. This is a dream, right? I'm really hallucinating this, all right? Or is Josh just not making sense? Okay, so secret hashtag of the episode, hashtag sweaty asshole, send it to @JordanGastly. At Twitter or just really confuse him, just find him on Instagram and do it there. It's still Jordan Gastly.
Or Snapchat him, your own sweaty asshole.
Just send all the sweaty assholes you can find.
Let me take a picture of my voice. Let me take a picture of Jake.
Peter Brady much?
I get that reference. Mm-hmm. They killed him, didn't they?
Who, the government?
Yes.
What?
Hey, you've been listening to Mickey Meat and Ears.
Christopher Knight.
Who? Is that who plays him? Wait, hold on. Am I hallucinating?
Just end the show.
We're gonna end it with Brady Bunch trivia.
No.
Let's do this.
You have to learn to put the show out of its misery.
No, never. Hey, I'm Jason. Gosh, that's Annie, as always.
Well, fuck you.
Thank goodness. Oops. Whoa.
See, you did it.